Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for all the good things we have received from you. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us breakthroughs and progress. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were formed against us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the doors you have opened for us that no man can shut. And for the doors you have closed that no man can open, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection that is strong over our lives and families and family members. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for all our problems that you have solved. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are here in your presence to seek your face and to pray, to worship you and to praise you. O Lord, hear us from heaven. Have fellowship with us. Answer our prayers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. We're going to sing worship songs. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, Amen. Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. We give you all the glory. 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 Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. There is no other. Jesus is the way. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. Lift up your name. Lead on high through what way. Lead on high through what way. Be exalted for all our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, covenant-keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. Jesus, covenant-keeping God, Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai. Each day you feel the fear by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El We will tell you who you are. There shall dawn. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Glorify him. Worship his majesty. Praise him. From the depth of your heart, worship him. Worship his majesty. Worship him, for he's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a all-sufficient God. He's the self-sufficient God. He is before all things. He existed before every other thing existed. And he's the one holding all things together. Worship him. He controls the whole heaven. And he controls the whole earth. Praise him. He does mighty miracles. He does great and mighty works. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. He speaks and his word comes to pass. He's highly exalted. Far above all his enemies. Far above principalities and power. And rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, is highly exalted, far above all nations, far above the governments of nations of the earth, is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. Praise them. There is no searching of his greatness. He is too great to be described. He is too deep to start worshiping. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. You're so faithful, you're so kind, you're so compassionate. Blessed be your holy name. You have shown us mercies. You have helped us in so many ways. Blessed be your holy name. You have given us things we do not deserve. Blessed be your holy name. You have forgiven our sins. You have delivered us from the powers of darkness. Blessed be your holy name. You have healed us from sicknesses and diseases. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Healer, mighty Deliverer, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for your help that I have received. Thank you for sending help to me all the time. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your help I have received in my life. Thank you for your help that I have received in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Thank you for your help I have received in my family, in my marriage, in my home, in my going out and coming here, in my finances. Thank you for your help I have received in my calling, in my ministry. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the plans you have for me. They are plans of good and not of evil. To give me a glorious future. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for the plans you have for me. Good and not of evil. The plans you have for me are good and not evil. You have plans to give me a glorious future, a beautiful future, an unimaginable future, a future that is too glorious to be imagined, a future that is too great to be imagined, too beautiful to be imagined, beyond imagination. Thank you for preparing such a future for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You can say, thank you for fighting my battles. I thank you for more battles you will fight for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. And thank you for more battles you will still fight for me. Thank you because you are going to deal with my enemies for me. You are going to conquer my enemies for me. Thank you for the victories you have already given me. And thank you for more victory you are going to give me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, make all things work together for my good. You need to say, Father, by your mercy, make all things, all situations I find myself, all circumstances work together for my good. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, make all things work together for my good. All situations, all circumstances, make them work together for my good. In the name of Jesus. Including the situations the enemy made for evil for me. Make all situations, whether they appear to be negative or positive, make them to work together for my good. In the name of Jesus, every situation in my life, let them work for my good. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're still going to pray in another prayer point that look like the one we just prayed. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, make use of everything you have created in the head, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are spiritual or physical. Make use of everything you have created to help me, to bless me, to move me forward. Begin to pray like that. Everything you have created in this earth, whether they are visible or invisible, whether they are physical or spiritual, everything you have created, whether they are living things or non-living things, make use of everything you have created in the earth to bless my life, to help me, to change my life, to move my life forward, and to lift up my life into greatness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Make use of everything you have created to give me the promotion that I have been asking for, I have been praying for. Make use of everything you have created to give me the elevation I have been praying for. In the name of Jesus, make use of everything you have created to give me the success and excellence I have been praying for. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Begin to see fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from alive every evil seed planted by the enemy. Every evil seed planted by darkness, to produce peace in my life. Uproot them now, open your mouth and pray. I believe you're praying. It is when you pray that God will answer. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my life every seed of darkness, every evil seed the enemy have planted in my life to produce peace. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Uproot them from my spirit. Uproot them from my soul, uproot them from my body. Every seed of the devil planted, every seed of witchcraft planted, every seed of darkness, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every thing of darkness planted in my life to produce a problem in a future time. Every seed the enemy have planted in my life to produce a problem in my life at a future time. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Open your mouth and pray. The first continue to pray like that. Every evil seed the enemy have planted in my life, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny, to produce a problem for me at a future time. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let fire of the Holy Ghost uproot them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, just going to pray. Yeah, if there is anything that the church need now, I mean, one of the things that the church needs so much now is deliverance. Yeah, because a lot of Christians are under all kinds of captivities. And some of these captivities they know about them, and some they don't know. Yeah. And deliverance is when you are no longer in captivity. Deliverance is not when you fall down and start rolling on the ground and start manifesting demons. That can happen. But, and the question is, and the demon come out? Are you free from the power of that demon? Yeah, so deliverance is not just manifestation. It's beyond physical manifestation. You have to ask yourself, am I really free? Yeah. Am I really free? America free from this problem, this bondage. America free from that one. Yeah, because when you have that, when you have the things of darkness in your life, you will know. You have fear, you have pride, you have lust, you will know. You have greed, you will know. So deliverance is when you ask yourself, am I really free from all these things? You check yourself. So it's not just pastor prayed for me and then when they prayed, I suddenly fell on the ground and screamed. Yeah, that's not deliverance. Deliverance is asking yourself, am I free now? Yeah. Those manifestations can happen, but that is not deliverance. Deliverance is you checking your life and see if you are really free. Yeah, because you are the best person to tell us that you are delivered. Because you know how your life is. You know your life more than anybody else. Yeah, so deliverance is when you take your life and then you can see that you are no longer in captivity. So many things have now been removed, or you have now been freed from many things. Yeah, so if you are going to be sincere with yourself, you are going to know when you have been delivered. But if you want to keep lying to yourself, then continue to lie. So you're going to pray. As we pray this prayer, I want you to keep looking at every aspect of your life that you know is under captivity. And then you also know that you have not yet conquered, or you have not yet been delivered. Yeah. So as you pray that prayer, you can start to mention those aspects of your life that you believe and know is under the captivity of the enemy. So you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, touch every aspect of my life that have been captured by the devil, captured by the powers and forces of darkness, and release me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Now, I said, as you're praying this prayer, you can start mentioning those aspects of your life that you believe have been captured. Maybe your marital life have been captured and then you can't get married. Maybe your finances have been captured and then you're not getting blessed. Or maybe your brain have been captured and then you can't even think properly anymore. Begin to mention those area. So maybe your memory has been captured and then you keep forgetting things, even important things. Begin to mention every aspect of your life that you know or believe is under the captivity of darkness. And I think you're going to be sincere with yourself as you pray this prayer. Yeah, because you're not going to be hiding from God, the only person that can save you. Yeah, begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, touch every aspect of my life that the darkness has captured and release me now. Release me now. They said it, raise up your right hand, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Touch every aspect of my life that have been captured by the devil, by witchcraft, by darkness, by demons, by principalities, by powers and rulers of darkness. And release them, release me now in the name of Jesus. Mention those areas. Maybe your spiritual gifts have been captured by darkness. Mention them and command the deliverance to happen by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Maybe your prayer life will be captured by darkness and you can't pray. You can't pray fervently anymore. Pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will liberate your prayer life. Maybe your fasting life has been captured and you can't fast anymore. Pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will liberate you now. Or maybe your health has been captured. Continue to mention those aspects of your life that you know have been captured or believe have been captured by the enemy. And begin to decree that fire of the Holy Ghost to release you. Or maybe your ministry has been captured. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Or maybe your business has been captured. Let fire of the Holy Ghost release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there are some activities of darkness that you may not be aware of. You may not be aware of, and it has already happened. Yeah, so that is why I pity Christians that would say, I don't need deliverance, I'm already delivered. From the day I gave my life to Jesus, I'm already delivered. I pity them because many of them, they are always praying to the enemy. Yeah, the enemy devour them anyhow. Yeah. Yeah, because a man can be captured or can be in captivity and not know about it. Yeah, and not know about it. So we want to pray concerning such type of captivity right now. You need to raise up your right hand. You need to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release me from every captivity that I don't know about. Every captivity of darkness that I don't know about. That is not visible to me, that I'm not seeing in my dreams or being in my lifestyle, in my attitude, in my character. Every captivity of darkness that is going on in my life that I'm not aware of, that is hidden, that I don't know about, the fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Deliver me now, in the name of Jesus. captivity of darkness that I don't know about. Activity of darkness that I don't know about, that is going on in my life, in my destiny, that is going on in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, touch them now and set me free. In the name of Jesus, release me from such captivity. Every captivity going on in my destiny, going on in my calling, every captivity of the enemy going on in my calling, in my destiny, in my life, that I don't know about, that is going on secretly. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces right now. Release me now from such captivity. Right now, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to know that the presence of God is right there where you are. To give you the deliverance that you need. I was praying for a lady or a sister through WhatsApp call. And right there on that call, on that phone call or WhatsApp call, whatever you call it. Yeah, right there she was getting the deliverance. At that very moment. Which means that God is everywhere. Some people will say, I don't think I can be delivered until somebody come. Until a man of God, an anointed man of God come and touch me or lay hands upon me. Yeah. You don't even need, many times you don't even need that. Well, maybe sometimes you may need that, but many times you don't need that because most of the deliverance you will get is going to be personalized, going to be you that will free yourself out of those captivities. The ones that have, the ones that happen when a man of God lays hands on you, it's just like they will not call it. It's just very very little. The deliverance that happened at that point is very little compared to the one that you by yourself will do on yourself. So you can do deliverance on yourself. That's my point. Yeah, you can do deliverance on yourself because the presence of God is everywhere. Yeah, if only you believe. Yeah, and as you are praying deliverance prayers on yourself, you'll be seeing yourself get delivered. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, anointing of the Holy Spirit, come upon me now to give me deliverance in every part of me. Against the anointing of the Holy Spirit, come upon me now to give me deliverance in every part of me. Well, open your mouth and pray like that. Anointing of the Holy Spirit, anointing of the Holy Ghost, come upon me, come upon me, come upon me right now to give me deliverance. To give me deliverance, to give me deliverance in every part of me now, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Anointing of the Holy Spirit, come upon me right now and give me deliverance in every part of me, in every part of me, in every part of my spirit, in every part of my soul, in every part of my body. Give me deliverance now. Anointing of the Holy Spirit, destroy every yoke of the enemy. Destroy every chain of the enemy on my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every chain of darkness on my life, anointing of the Holy Spirit, destroy them now. Destroy every yoke of the enemy on my life and destiny now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Some people have the ability to know how far they have been delivered, or to measure their deliverance, to measure the level of their deliverance. Yeah, I pray that God will give you that ability, because God gave me that, He gave me that ability and I still have it. Yeah, so I always know when I am in victory and when I am not. Yeah, and that will make me to never stop fighting, to never stop praying, because I know that I have not gotten the victory yet. Yeah, even though I'm saying positive dreams, you can be saying positive dreams, and yet, you have not yet gotten the victory. It's just God showing you that this is what will happen in your life when you get the victory. Yeah, this is where you will find yourself when you get the victory. Yeah. So this ability is beyond dreams. Yeah, you can have it. You'll be able to know how far you have gone in conquering the enemy. Yeah, you'll be able to know how far you have gone in your deliverance from the powers of darkness. Yeah, so I want you to pray for this ability. Every warrior should have this ability. Every believer, every Christian, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon me supernatural ability that will enable me to know the state of my victory and deliverance. You're going to say, Father, put upon me spiritual ability that will enable me to be able to measure the level of my victory and deliverance. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Give me supernatural ability, divine ability, that will enable me measure how far I have been delivered and how far I have conquered the enemy. Give me the ability now in the name of Jesus. They'll make me to know how much I need to give to have total victory, to have total deliverance. Put upon me that ability now. Give me the ability to be able to know the state of my deliverance, to be able to know the state of my victory, to be able to know how much my prayers have done in the realm of the spirit, and how much prayers I still have to pray to get complete victory. Give me the ability to be able to discern this state of my victory, the state of my deliverance, in the name of Jesus, so that I will not be playing around when I have not yet overcome, so that I will not be wasting my time when I have not yet conquered the enemy, so that I will fight until I win, so that I will pray until I am free. Father, fill me with supernatural ability to be able to discern the level of my victory and deliverance in the realm of the spirit. Give me the supernatural ability to be able to discern the level of my deliverance and victory in the spiritual realm. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have strength. Amen. Amen. I've met some people, and then when I tell them, you still have to pray more, they feel like I'm trying to punish them. When I tell them, you still have to fast more and pray more because you have not yet conquered. Now, the thing, I'm punishing them because they have actually done a lot of prayers already, and they have actually done a lot of fastings already. And then I look at them and say, you still have to fast more. So they feel like, are you punishing me? Yeah, the thing is that I can see that they have not yet conquered. I pray that you will not deceive yourself, and that you will do everything it takes to have victory and dominion over the enemy. So you're going to pray. It is not enough to find if the north where you have conquered. Yeah, it is not enough to fast and pray. Yeah, but it becomes enough when you have gotten the result, which is victory. Yeah, so stop talking about all the prayers and fastings you have done. The question is you should ask yourself is, have I really gotten to where I want to get to in my life, in my spiritual life, in my physical life? Have I really got to that point that I want to get to? That the question is you ask yourself, not that you start to think about, I've done a lot of fasting, I've prayed for many hours, I've done that several times. That's not the point. The point is that, have you gotten what you want? The victory you want, have you gotten it? Yeah, the blessings you want, have you gotten it? Or have you gotten them? That's the point. So don't look at the price you are paying or whatever you are doing now. Look at where you are going, where you want to see yourself in the near future. That is what you should look at. Not the battle you are fighting, not all the effort you are putting into the battle. Don't look at the effort. Look at where you are going and make up your mind that I will not stop fighting until I get to where I'm going. I will not stop fighting until I win, until I conquer. So that's how to live in this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with spirit of desperation and persistence. Yeah, spirit of desperation and persistence. Persistency. You never give up until I conquer in spiritual warfare, until I get my victory and deliver. Even with the spirit of persistency and desperation. Open your mouth and pray like that. The spirit of persistence and desperation that will make me never give up. That will make me to stop numbering how much fasting I have done and how much hours I have spent in prayer. The spirit of desperation and persistency that will make me to not count the hours that I'm spending in prayer or count the days that I use for fasting. That will make me to set my eyes on the goals I want to achieve and not stop until I get that goal and not stop until I conquer, until I win, until I overcome, until I get my deliverance and help and healing and transformation and blessings. The spirit of persistence and desperation. Holy Spirit, fill me with that spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, if you are lazy in spiritual things, you can't conquer battles. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, because some people, they will say, I thought I prayed for over 2 hours yesterday. I think that should be a norm. Yeah, I think that should be a norm. Yeah, I thought I prayed for over 5 hours yesterday. I think that should be a norm for the week. And just relax. That is listening. And it will take you nowhere. I'm telling you, it will take you nowhere. So if you are lazy concerning praying for long hours and doing it persistently, you are lazy concerning other spiritual things which you know, then you can't have victory and dominion in this last day. Yeah, so you're going to cast out every spirit of laziness from your life. It is laziness when you have done something and then you see it as so big that you have done. When actually in the spiritual realm is so little. Yeah, it is laziness when you pray for instance, you pray for 3 hours and then you're not feeling like, oh, I have achieved something very big. All the problems and captivity. Now I believe they are destroyed. I'm not saying that in 3 hours, your problems may not. I'm not saying your problems can't be eliminated in three hours of prayer. I'm not saying that. Yeah, but from experience, not all problems can be eliminated or removed just in 1 3-hour prayer that you have done. And in fact, some problems they only leave if you can be doing that 3 hours every day for like maybe 3 years. That's when some problem will leave your life completely. Yeah, I'm talking to you from experience. Yeah, so it is laziness when you magnify this small spiritual thing you are doing, and then you magnify it and make it look like you have done something so big. Or let's say, for instance, you did evangelism, and then you feel like, oh, I've done so much. Yeah, whereas maybe God wants you to preach to many souls that day, but you preach to just few, and then you just feel like, oh, I've done so much. That is laziness. And of course, it is also laziness when you are not doing anything at all. Yeah. When you are not doing any spiritual exercises at all, that is also laziness. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, I cast out every spirit of laziness that is working in my life, making it difficult for me to have the victory I desire, making it difficult for me to have the dominion I desire. Begin to say, every spirit of laziness, get out. Come out of my life right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Come out, spirit of laziness. Spirit of laziness. They have not allowed me to possess the victory I desire. Spirit of laziness, they have not allowed me to possess the breakthroughs I desire. Spirit of laziness, they have not allowed me to possess the dominion and deliverance I desire, the healing, the transformation I desire. I command the spirit to come out right now in the name of Jesus. spirit of laziness that is making me to amplify small things, small spiritual exercise, as soul beings, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is making me to see the spiritual exercises that I have done as enough when they are not enough. Every spirit of laziness making me to see the spiritual things, the spiritual exercises I do as enough when they are not yet enough. Come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. This spirit will ruin your life. This spirit of laziness. It will ruin your life. Some people, they keep jumping from one church to another church, from one man of God to another man of God, because of laziness. When you can do the prayers by yourself and get the victory by yourself, you are jumping from one place to another. Pray, every lazy spirit that is cutting short my victory, cutting short my blessing, cutting short my divine intervention, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray. One of the serious problems of human beings is when the things that are wrong is right to you. Or how should I say it? Yeah, when a problem in your life, you don't see it as a problem. Yeah, when you have a problem and you don't see it as a problem. Yeah, that is a very serious problem. Yeah. Yeah, because some people, they have serious problems and they don't see it as a problem. They are in serious captivity, serious bondage. They are under serious satanic oppression and they don't see it as a problem. They are just okay with it. May you not feel at home with a problem. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make me to start to heal everything that is a problem. But everything that is a problem to my life and destiny, but I have not been seeing them as a problem. Yeah, I don't know if you get the prayer point. Because Holy Spirit, make me to start to fight against those things. Make me to start to hate those things. Everything that is going on in my life that is a problem, but I have not been seeing them as a problem. So Holy Spirit, make me to resist them from today. make me to hate them, make me to fight them, make me to get rid of them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. How can you be delivered when you don't even accept that you are in problem? When you don't even when you are even comfortable with the problem? Yeah, begin to see everything that is a problem in my life that I have been comfortable with, that I have not seen as a problem. Holy Spirit, expose those things to me now. Expose them to me now. Make me to deny them. Make me reject them. Make me resist them. Make me to fight them and conquer them in the name of Jesus. Things that are problems to my destiny, problems to my life, to my spiritual life, to my relationship with God, things that are problems to my future, that I do not see and have not yet seen as a problem. But they are a serious problem to my calling and destiny. Holy Spirit, expose them to me and make me to start to hate them and make me to start to fight them. Make me to start to cast them out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke, the warring angels, or the angels of war from heaven. I invoke them upon every stubborn battle in my life that I have not yet overcome. Yeah, we're going to say, I invoke the angels of war from heaven upon every stubborn battle in my life and destiny that I have not yet overcome. Let the angels of the Most High God descend upon such battles and waste them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, I invoke the angels of war of the Most High God, the angels of war of the Almighty God. I invoke them upon every stubborn battle of my life, every stubborn battle in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, that I have not been able to conquer. Let the angels of war of the Most High God descend upon them and waste them all right now. Let the angels of war of the Most High God descend upon my stubborn battles and whisk them home right now. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. There are enemies that can be very determined. Yeah. But God knows how to deal with your enemies. There are enemies with a very strong hand or very stony heart. I don't know if I should pray like that. To do evil. And they will not stop except God stop them. Yeah. There are human enemies that have this strong heart for him, and they are not going to give up when they want to hurt you. They are not going to give up until God finds them. Yeah, and God already promised that he's going to fight them. Yeah, you know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine. That is, God was talking in that place, saying, vengeance is him. Vengeance is mine. And he's going to repay the evil to us. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Almighty God, arise against my enemies. Whether they are spirit enemies or human enemies, arise against them now and fight them and stop them and execute your judgment upon them. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Almighty God, arise against my enemies, whether they are spirit enemies or they are human enemies, arise against them now. You said vengeance is yours. Arise against them and fight them. Arise against them and stop them. Arise against them and persecute them. Arise against them and execute your judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every enemy of my life that will not give up, that are so persistent in haunting my life, every enemy of my life and destiny that are so persistent in haunting my life, that are so determined to haunt me, arise, O God, and fight them right now in the name of Jesus. Arise, fight them, fight them. Fight them in the name of Jesus. Arise now and fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have three. Amen. We have three more prayer points. We are the ones that have been instructed in the Bible to not fight against flesh and blood. Yeah, because in the Old Testament, they were fighting flesh and blood. Yeah, they go to war, they fight with sword. That was how they were fighting their battles. Yeah, but now we have been commanded that we are not fighting human enemies. Yeah, but God is not, that scripture does not apply to God. The scripture that says that we do not fight flesh and blood enemies. Yeah, I think that is in Ephesians chapter 6. That scripture does not apply to God and the angels of God. It only applies to us. Yeah. So which means God fights flesh and blood enemies. Yeah, because he's saying he's going to take vengeance on our behalf. That's what God's saying. So we may not, fight to, because we have been commanded not to, but God has not been commanded to not fight flesh and blood enemies, to not kill human beings. And read your Bible very well. God kills human beings. Yeah, when he's walking in judgment and vengeance, God destroys lives. God destroys even children. Read your Bible very well. God destroys, God destroys even pregnant women. Yeah, God is merciful, but you have to fear him. God is not that nice when it comes to judgment. He can't destroy anybody. Yeah, but he's also very merciful. Yeah, so all those people that are saying God doesn't kill, he doesn't kill even children, he doesn't kill people that are less privileged, or I don't know what they call it, people that are, people that everyone still makes me on, like homeless people, poor people. Yeah. You say, oh, God always shows those people, those kind of people, mercy. He doesn't judge them. Like somebody was telling me, God doesn't judge orphans. I don't know where they found that in the Bible. Yeah, that God doesn't judge motherless people. I don't know where they found that in the Bible. Yeah, that God doesn't judge people that are less privileged or that are vulnerable. There's no way that is written in the Bible. God judges everybody. Yeah. And that is why everybody must fear him. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, against every enemy fighting my destiny, fighting my life, fighting my health, fighting my calling, arise against them now and fight them. And fight them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So when you say God fight them, God knows what to do to them. Arise and fight them. Execute your judgment upon them. Right now in the name of Jesus. Arise and persecute them. every enemy of my life, whether they are spirit enemies or flesh and blood enemies, whatever they have, arise, O God, and fight them. In the name of Jesus, demonstrate your anger upon them. Demonstrate your wrath upon them. Demonstrate your judgment upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever you have to do to them, we don't know. But stop them and judge them. Those that must be healed, heal them. Those that must be arrested, arrest them. Those that must be paralyzed, paralyze them. Every enemy of my destiny that is not willing to give up, that is not willing to repent, hold on, fight them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put unusual and uncommon favor upon my life, such that everything I lay my hands upon prosper. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father put unusual and uncommon favor upon my life, such that everything I lay my hands upon prosper and succeed and excel. In the name of Jesus, put unusual favor. Unusual favor upon me right now. I believe you're praying. Put unusual favor upon me. Uncommon favor. Uncommon favor, divine favor that will make everything I lay my hands upon to prosper and succeed and excel. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, I'm going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power to move faster in fulfilling my destiny. I receive power. I receive anointing to move faster. Faster than normal. Faster than usual in fulfilling my destiny, in fulfilling my calling, in becoming who God says I am. I receive power now. Open your mouth and pray. Destiny, I receive anointing. I receive fire. I receive power to move faster than normal. Faster than usual in fulfilling my calling and destiny in the earth. I receive the grace to move faster right now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the power to break limitations and move faster than normal in fulfilling my calling and destiny, in becoming who God wants me to be, in the name of Jesus. I receive fire to move faster than normal. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your compassion and kindness. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you because all the prayers we have prayed here, you have already answered. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for a glorious and beautiful future you have prepared for everyone here. Such a glorious future that is beyond imagination. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you show your people mercy and that you change their lives in the name of Jesus. From among people here, let there be those with testimonies of transformation of their lives. Testimonies that would tell what their lives used to be and then what you have transformed it to become. Father, let your mercy produce great transformation in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the Lord will become Lord in every aspect of your life. The Lordship of the Lord Jesus shall be evident and shall manifest in every aspect of your life. Nothing else shall take over the place of the Lordship of Jesus in the areas of your life, in Jesus' name. In whatever area in your life that you have been enslaved, I decree that the Lordship of Jesus shall appear in those aspects of your life, and your slavery shall be terminated. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the fear of God will grow in your heart. In the name of Jesus, and the righteousness of God will grow in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have